new place for tasty treats. I'm Melissa Patrick. As people bike and hike along the new trail right through Kilbuck, they'll have a place to stop and get a meal or a sweet treat without having to leave the trail at Night's Delights. On Friday, the Holmes County Chamber of Commerce, along with folks from the Kilbuck community, joined with the Powers family to celebrate the grand opening of Night's Delights in Kilbuck, located on the former Sweet Shop building right along the new bike trail on Main Street. Chamber and Tourism Director Tiffany Gerber would welcome everyone and point out a few key players as the ribbon cutting started and would comment about the excitement around the grand opening.
We are beyond excited for this, and I know the folks that live here in Kilbuck are also over the moon. So I think everyone can see already there's a fresh look, there's a fresh feel. This is going to be a great addition to the village. With everything else that's going on, this is going to, you know, end up being a hot spot. And we're really excited about that. So I want to congratulate Derek and Michelle. And Bowden, who's the actual boss. If you've not met Bowden, if you're looking for work, that's who you got to talk to.
Owner Derek Powers would take over, saying that this has been a long time in the making, and it was just about timing.
It's probably been about 15 to 20 years that we've wanted to buy this place. We started with another facility that we wanted to buy, and it turned out that we couldn't get it. So over the years, as this place sold three different times, we either couldn't afford it or the timing just wasn't right. When it came up for sale this time, it was, let's wait and see what happens. So we waited almost 3 months. Nothing happened, and that's when we went and seen Kilbuck Bank, Robin and Michelle, and we started putting a plan together.
Derek would share that the name comes from an idea that has also been with them for around 15 years, thinking it would be cool to have an ice cream stand that is tied to everything West Holmes Nights, and came up with Night's Delights. He says that through the whole process, they've tried to keep everything as local as possible, from the realtor they used to purchase the building, the financing with Kilbuck Bank, to using Ocker Beef for the burgers and having Velvet View hand-dipped ice cream. He says that everyone in the community has been so helpful in making this project possible, saying that he hopes that it is everything that everyone hopes and what the village needs, and that the number of people there from the community for the ribbon cutting speaks volumes.
And I couldn't thank everybody more than I can right now. Linda Campbell, from the very beginning, as soon as we told her the plan, she stepped up right away with all kinds of options, all kinds of help, and everybody, I mean literally, from the people doing the construction, everyone has just been on board and completely helpful the entire time. So honestly, from the bottom of our hearts, we thank every one of you, and we're blessed to have the support that we have here today with everybody and the community and all the help to get it to this point. The chamber, I mean, I probably am forgetting 100 different people, but everybody, really, honestly, thank you. Yes. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you.
And these great employees. Everybody back here for the last 4 days.
He would introduce the employees, and his wife Michelle reminded everyone that they're still learning and will be adding more employees now that they're open.
Please just give us patience as we're working through all the kinks, and we'll definitely get it together. These girls are amazing. They're very helpful. We're just, like I said, we're just learning everything, so be patient with us. Things are going to be different and changing constantly, so yeah. Thank you.
Commissioner Dave Hall, a Kilbuck native, was present, and Gerber would ask him for a few words.
Well, again, I grew up in the town.
Yeah.
And whatever paper, see this, there's the support. I know it's important. I know I'll be stopping there quite often. This brings back a good homegrown
absolutely
family that yep really knows what's going on in this community, and I can't be more excited, and the county is more excited, and thank the village leaders and everyone who worked with you, and looking forward to seeing a lot of you.
Absolutely.
Congratulations.
Derek, an Army veteran, would share that they have big plans for the location.
The plan with the building is we're going to operate it. It's an old building. It was built in 52 or 53, and there's been a lot of modifications to it over the last 50 to 80 years. So our plan is to tear it down. We want about 12 to 15 months of revenue before we can financially see a benefit to tear it down, because I think that's what it's going to take to get us to that point to tear it down.
He says that they've been working with Tecton out of Berlin to do the plans for the new building, and he says that they have some great ideas to make it work. They're hopeful that they can tear down and rebuild in the same spot.
Change the floor plan a little bit, add some actual refrigeration and freezer rooms instead of mobile units. It seems to be more economical that way, and better space availability, and an open seated dining area. So it would be the side of the building we're thinking would be open, roll up, and then roll down in the winter so that we'd be an open all year round. They could still entertain in the dining area while it's heated. So, and the biggest thing is adding a bathroom.
Currently, both Derek and Michelle continue to work their full-time jobs on top of Night's Delights to make sure that the funding they need is there. But the goal is to both be able to just do Night's Delights. As Derek says, he's always wanted to have an ice cream stand. He says that there are limited places to get food in Kilbuck, and things are moving and growing in Kilbuck with the new trail, and he's excited to see where things go. With the ribbon cut, everyone had the chance to check out the building and enjoy samples and goodies. You can find hours, their menu, and more on their Facebook page. The Holmes County Sheriff reported for yesterday 2 accidents, 9 incidents, and no arrests. The FDA now says a lettuce sample it previously believed tested positive for the parasite was actually a false positive. Investigators still don't have a confirmed contaminated food sample, even as more than 1,600 people across 5 states, including Ohio, have reported getting sick. The FDA says the investigation is continuing as it tests more products and works with Taylor Farms de Mexico to make sure any potentially impacted lettuce has been removed from the market. Meanwhile, the CDC is still advising people not to eat shredded iceberg lettuce served at Taco Bell locations in Ohio and 4 other states. While the investigation continues, the federal government has moved closer to opening over 2,800 acres of Ohio's Wayne National Forest to oil and gas development. The U.S. Bureau of Land Management announced a lease sale for September 15th involving 41 parcels of land. The sale brings fracking the forest for the first time far closer to fruition, though some bureaucratic hurdles would remain. The announcement aligns with the administration's push to open public lands for energy development. Critics like the Center for Biological Diversity warn of environmental threats. Supporters argue the process is safe and economically beneficial. A 30-day public protest period is now open. Authorities say 5 people have died on a river in Ohio after several of them went into the water to assist another person who was struggling to swim. The Delaware County Sheriff said at a news conference yesterday that a motorist called 911 on Sunday after spotting a frightened child running for help. Rescue crews began searching the water and found 2 women. Both were pronounced dead at a hospital. The bodies of 3 men were found in the river yesterday. Authorities say they are working to notify the relatives of the victims. And finally, there's news about a Northeast Ohio police officer who was shot in the line of duty. Lorain Police Officer Brent Payne is back on the job almost exactly 1 year after being injured in an ambush shooting. Last year, on July 25th, 2 Lorain police officers were ambushed while eating lunch. Payne was injured as he responded to the call for help. Officer Philip Wagner passed away in the shooting. The department says this week is Phil Wagner Memorial Week, which makes Payne's return to work even more meaningful. I'm Melissa Patrick reporting for Hometown News on WKLM.